top story at the top of the hour. The finger pointing continues in San Francisco over the death of Kate Steinle.
I think they're trying to capitalize on politics.
Sheriff Ross Mercurimi is at the center of the firestorm, and now his deputies have filed a formal complaint against him. KGO 810's Mark Richards explains.
The complaint charges Mercurimi's order barring deputies from giving immigration agents information about detainees led to the murder of Catherine Steinle. Mercurimi had a two-word reaction.
It's politics.
He pointed out the union is backing his opponent in the November election. His order places additional limits on communication with federal agents, limits that aren't found in the city's sanctuary city ordinance.
There have been a number of constitutional law experts, including the ACLU, University of San Francisco, a number of others, that were right. Though we have been following the law as the law is written, both to the letter and or the spirit.
Mayor Lee disagrees and charges Mercurimi is misreading the ordinance.
In Sacramento, a Republican lawmaker is pushing the state legislature to back a proposed crackdown in Congress against the illegals like the one accused of killing Steinle. It would be called Kate's Law. But as KGO 810's Brian Pelletier reports, a democratically controlled legislature may be too big to overcome.
State Senator Mike Morrill says the death of Kate Steinle should make every lawmaker want to spring into action.
We have a duty to protect the safety of our citizens that we represent.
And so Morrill is introducing a non-binding resolution calling for Congress to pass Kate's Law, a proposal that would create a 5-year mandatory federal sentence for deported felons who re-enter the United States. He says it's time to take a stand against sanctuary ordinances as well.
Not having these cities think they can usurp other laws and give sanctuary to convicted felons.
In Southern California tonight, the El Cajon Pass remains closed, and firefighters are battling a fire that has shut down Interstate 15.
Maybe six of those vehicles went up in flames. They are still going up in flames, and this is a problem for firefighters who are trying to access those cars on the freeway.
That's how it sounded on KABC television tonight as the North Fire exploded just before 4 o'clock this afternoon. Anxious motorists bailed on their cars as the fire burned towards the interstate. As many as 24 caught fire, including 2 semis, big rig trucks. California Highway Patrolman Steve Garia at the height of the chaos this afternoon.
Right now, what's becoming a difficult task is to get these vehicles off the freeway. Again, some of these cars were left unattended without any vehicle keys in them. We are requesting the assistance of several tow companies to come ahead and assist with the removal of the of these vehicles.
A mandatory evacuation order remains in effect at this hour. 5 homes have been destroyed. As many as 50 others are threatened. The Cajon Pass, as I noted, is closed at this hour from I-15 to Highway 138. I-15 is the main connector route between Southern California and Las Vegas.
This little light of mine.
More than 1,000 people gathering tonight at a Baptist church in Chattanooga, Tennessee, to mourn the deaths of 4 Marines. Meanwhile, still few clues that might explain why 24-year-old Muhammad Youssef Abdul Aziz went on a deadly shooting rampage yesterday. What we know a day later from correspondent Brian Todd.
Abdulaziz and his family are said to be devout, but not radical.
There were tears in my eyes. He was one of the nicest kids.
Abdulaziz worked for a short time at a magnet and wire company, Superior Essex, after getting an engineering degree from the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. Jordanian government sources tell CNN he visited his uncle in Jordan last year. Still, there are no tangible clues on what might have turned Mohammed Abdulaziz into a killer.
But a close friend says Abdulaziz changed after spending time in the Middle East, that he, quote, distanced himself for the first few months after returning.
Boston Marathon bomber Joe Karzonayev has been transferred to the highest security federal prison in the U.S. The Supermax prison in Colorado is where Unabomber Ted Kaczynski and other high-profile criminals have been housed. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:04.
Berkeley Honda is your destination for the best deals, sales, and incentives on new Honda vehicles in the Bay Area. They have a knowledgeable and friendly staff that's willing to work with you to make sure you're in the car of your dreams and at a great price. Right now, lease a 2015 Civic Sedan CVT LX for only $159 per month. Berkeley Honda, conveniently located off Highway 80 on Chattuck Avenue in Berkeley. Special $159 lease, $24.99 total due at signing, includes down payment with no security deposit. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees for well-qualified lessees.
California rocks, and we all love living here, but it rocks with earthquakes too. I'm Glenn Pomeroy, CEO of the California Earthquake Authority, with a reminder that your home insurance does not cover earthquake damage. You need a separate earthquake policy. Learn more at californiarocks.com.
KGO invites you to the Chevron Family Theater Festival in Walnut Creek. Saturday, July 18th at the Lesher Center for the Arts. The party begins in the streets with face painting, puppet making, and a royal fairy tale parade. Then head inside to see the Popovich Comedy Pet Theater, a nonstop day of world-class entertainment, activities, food, and fun. To win tickets and get more info, visit KGORadio.com. That's Saturday, July 18th at the Lesher Center for the Arts in Walnut Creek from KGO 810.
It is 9:05 on KGO, and time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. On the Bay Bridge, 80 eastbound before Treasure Island Road, you got a stalled vehicle that was blocking the right lane. That really just frustrating already heavy traffic. You're solid back across the lower deck and the Skyway to 101. Castro Valley, westbound 580 at 159th, still got some metal debris in the second and third lanes, and that still has traffic crawling almost back to the 238 split. Northbound 101 in Marin at the south end of the Waldo Tunnel. You got an accident blocking the right lanes there. Traffic's actually jammed through the Waldo Tunnel to Wolfback Ridge Road. Fairfield, eastbound 80 before Travis Boulevard. An accident was blocking the middle lanes. They've managed to get those vehicles out of the road now, but you're still stop and go back to West Texas Street. And once you get past where that accident was, you're going to be jammed up to Manuel Campos Parkway. Some good news on the Altamont Pass. 580 eastbound traffic is finally starting to thin out. You've got mostly minor slowdowns now from South Vasco Road in Livermore out to the 205 split. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, a rough start for the Giants and A's after the All-Star break. Giants trailing the Diamondbacks in Arizona tonight, 5-2 in the sixth. And the A's trailing the Twins over in Oakland, 5-0 in the eighth. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Well, you can expect a wide range of temperatures on Saturday. We're talking mid-60s at the coast, low 90s inland. Sunday, the clouds come in, so it will be hot and muggy. Great beach weather. Forecasters telling us temperatures could hit 70 along the coast, mid-90s inland. Cooler Monday, a chance of rain. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got scattered clouds and mild temperatures. It's 68 degrees in Dublin, 62 in Santa Rosa, 60 in Santa Cruz, 60 in Half Moon Bay, 62 in San Francisco, 63 in Oakland, 70 in San Jose. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Glad you could join us.
Comedy, music, live. Are you getting it? Yeah. They're all the same show.
Sounds like a fun crew.
I think we can live with that.
What time is it?
It's showtime, folks.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Go, 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 go,
go. Go, Shorties. It's your weekend. Go, here it comes.
It's your birthday. Go, Shorties.
It's the Drex Radio Show live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And welcome to the weekend. It is on, and I want to, let's get right to our first guest. And I want to say, Candace, I played that just for you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Candace DeLong, former FBI profiler, is with us, and she is also the star and host of Investigation Discovery's brand new show, Facing Evil. And let me see, it's on tonight at 9 o'clock.
I think so, yes.
Yes.
The show's been running for a while, but there's a new one tonight.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I interview a killer in, all the people I interview are killers, but Hank Skinner. He killed three people in Texas. Fascinating interview. He's on death row. There's a big anti-death row movement behind him. And I leave it up to you. See what you think of the interview.
Investigation Discovery tonight at 9 p.m. here in, on the West Coast Pacific time zone. All right. Well, let's get right to it, Candace. And I think that this is quite controversial because I was using your talking points yesterday and last night, and a lot of people did not agree with you.
I know.
James Holmes guilty in the Aurora movie theater shootings, and you thought that, and you still think that's a bad idea.
Well, he's guilty. There's certainly no doubt that he did it, and he's never denied it. My problem is that, you know, my background is in clinical psychiatry. I was a psychiatric nurse for many years before the FBI recruited me. I understand his mental illness very well, and it is schizophrenia is the worst mental illness known to mankind. And he had it. It emerges. It's a DNA time bomb when a kid is born. And it emerges usually in the late teens, early 20s. And oftentimes, basically, there's no other way for me to describe it, and then it destroys a person's brain. They no longer are themselves. Their personality is gone. And when you see someone that has had achieved what he had achieved before the age of 23, 24, I mean, graduating magna cum laude from a Cal Berkeley campus, getting into one of the best medical schools in the country to the neuroscience doctoral program, and did very well for a couple of years, and then the illness started emerging, and that's when he started having trouble. And he was, I think, it's impossible for somebody with schizophrenia, they may be hearing voices or delusional, they say and do crazy things. Imagine someone like that in the workplace, in a room full of cubbyholes. You know, someone is hearing voices or thinks that spaceships are controlling their mind.
Well,
Other people are going to notice.
Well, and then sometimes they don't. And that might have been the case with James Holmes, who was found guilty of murder in the first degree, of killing 12 people and wounding 70 people inside that Denver movie theater about 3 years ago. And you say that, you know, the people who should have been in the biggest amount of trouble are the people who were seeing him psychologically, the people at the University of Colorado. And he should have been hospitalized.
He was. They did see it. They did see what was happening to them. He was saying strange things to his. In a class like that, in a program like that, by the time you're in your second or third year, there's very, you know, maybe there were 20 people or less. You have classes together and labs together, a lot of interaction with professors, and they noticed. And he was referred to a student services health center, and he was seeing a psychiatrist, a woman, who actually worked for the university and was on the threat assessment team of the university. She knew exactly how sick he was, and so did the University of Colorado. And he wasn't nice sick. He was horrible sick. And the voices of schizophrenics here are not nice. They don't say, hey, you look really great today, and by that was a fabulous game of tennis you played yesterday. No. They're horrible. They cause the person to feel they're being persecuted. They become paranoid. And when people feel like that, they can act out, and they sometimes act out violently.
Okay, so a lot of people aren't buying this because he was so diabolical and it was so horrific, the crime that he committed. And mm-hmm. It was plotted. It was schemed. He booby-trapped his apartment.
Right.
He had, you know, just an – he had an – army full of arsenals,
mm-hmm.
And just meticulously planned this and murdered these people and was trying to kill everybody in the theater. So a lot of people have no pity on him whatsoever, and they think that you're totally, you know, that you're missing the point of the horrendous crime that he committed.
No. I know what people think, and I understand it. It was a horrible crime. And make no mistake, Drex, I'm not saying he should ever be walking among us. He
right.
needs to be institutionalized
in a psych
the rest
unit.
Of his life.
Right. In California, that would be 5150 if they would have caught it here.
Right. And I mean, look at Andrea Yates in Texas, 2001.
Yes.
One by one drowns her children because her delusion was that she was a terrible mother and the devil was going to get her kids. Her brain came up with an idea. If she sent the kids to Jesus before the devil got them, they would be saved.
That was horrific.
And the prosecutor wanted a needle in her arm. However, her husband, Rusty Yates, NASA scientist, knew how bad off she was and wasn't making sure she got her medicine. She did some planning, too. Here's the thing about what you said and what people are saying, but he planned it so well he couldn't have been crazy. Actually, it's hard to understand, but psychotic people, psychotic is a clinical term, means they're out of touch with reality. They do not perceive things accurately, can actually plan things. But the whole crime, the whole thing, he was compelled to do only because of his mental illness.
Okay, well, while he was under the care of the University of Colorado and this psychiatrist and this team, did he admit, did he come forward and admit in counseling and therapy that he was thinking of doing bad, bad, horrible things, committing crimes?
That's how he was first referred to the mental health center at the school. He told a lab partner or a classmate that he was having thoughts of killing people. So, yes,
delusional, or that in fact he was planning and plotting?
Just that he was having thoughts of killing people. These thoughts were coming into his head. He didn't know why.
Okay, so then as a psychiatrist, it is your legal responsibility to take that forward to the authorities.
Absolutely. A psychiatrist can, not just any doctor, but a psychiatrist, has the ability, and police can pick up people they think are crazy too. Here's the three things that can force an involuntary hospitalization: homicidal, suicidal, or so gravely disabled because of their mental illness they cannot take care of themselves. And when somebody says, I'm thinking of killing people, that's hospitalization time. And it wasn't done.
Okay, I've got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue the conversation and we will go to the beginning of the trial and the prosecutor's opening arguments months ago. He essentially said that the defendant is crazy. This is the prosecutor saying that. So all kinds of red flags were thrown up even then. All right, Candace DeLong, former FBI profiler, and she is the host of Discovery's Facing Evil, which airs tonight at 9 p.m. in California. We'll be right back.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
Hit the road for summer fun at Cache Creek. We're bringing you the Summer of Soul, now through September 7th. Every day you can play your favorite games and get your entries to win a brand new Kia Soul. Driving a Soul is good for your soul. It's responsive, fun, and roomy. It's packed with the latest technology so you can keep your eyes on the road. And it's primed to flash your playlists so your trips fly by to your own beat. We're giving away souls every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. And we're giving away an extra soul on Labor Day. That's a lot of souls for the winning. You could easily be one of the lucky ones to put some zip in your life and some soul in the driveway. Feel the heat of the Summer of Soul till September 7th, only at Cache Creek. Play here. Play the best. Complete details are available at cachecreek.com.
When your AC stops blowing cold air, find relief during O'Reilly Auto Parts Murray AC Month. While you may need to eventually service your AC, get immediate relief with InterDynamics R134a refrigerant with leak sealer. Buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Live and local, he's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And we continue our conversation. If you're just joining us, we are talking about the James Holmes guilty verdict in the Aurora movie theater shooting in Colorado. Of course, if you follow this story, you know how horrific it was. 12 people were killed, 70 were wounded inside that Denver movie theater about 3 years ago, and he was found guilty of first-degree murder. Candace DeLong is our host and our guest. Well, she is the host of Investigation Discovery's Facing Evil, airs tonight at 9 o'clock on Investigation Discovery. Now, continuing the conversation, Candace, so the next phase is obviously the penalty phase.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these people, as you have pointed out, they're going for the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that that's also a no-no.
I like to think, Drex, that I live in a civilized society that does not seek revenge with the death penalty on people that commit a crime because of their mental disability, whether it be retardation from brain damage or a birth problem or a serious mental illness. They should be institutionalized for the rest of their life. But prison is vastly different than if he were to go to a maximum security state psychiatric hospital. If he were to go there, he would be there the rest of his life. Who knows how long his life would be? Schizophrenics don't live anywhere near as long as those that are not afflicted with that illness.
Well, we were discussing this last night. John Hinckley came to mind, who tried to murder President Reagan.
Uh-huh.
And I guess he has a life sentence for trying to kill the president. He didn't succeed, obviously. But is it pretty much the same thing? Did he suffer from schizophrenia?
Yes, he was delusional. That is schizophrenia, delusional. It was another situation where his situation wasn't handled right. His parents were told and listened to people that said all he needs is tough love and let him go. And so his father was an executive with Shell. They thought, well, maybe that is what he needs instead of us mother henning him all the time, because he was having troubles as a teen. And they let him drift and wander.
But he did not kill the president, and I know that and I think the people, when we compare the two, are saying, yeah, but look at them now. They're letting him go on weekend, trips to the parents' house. They're think about releasing him under psychiatric care full time, and that might have happened with James Holmes too if he was found guilty, by reason of insanity.
I can see where people would say that. And by the way, I'm horrified that John Hinckley, 20 years ago, I was aware that he was getting weekend passes. I was horrified.
Right.
But that facility and the laws of the state in where he is are different than, I know, at least California. Anybody that did what James Holmes did is never seeing the light of day if they go to a psych hospital. But at least he will get treatment, medication, and a supportive environment.
Well, there are so many people, and you nailed it, because I think that, basically grieving people generally want revenge. We saw the exception to the rule in Charleston, for sure, no doubt about it. But when this happened, and again, I think that it's a different school of thought, and they're going in a different direction in Denver, in Aurora, and they want him executed. And this goes back to the Supreme Court upholding the fact that mentally retarded people can never be executed. So I don't know how they're going to make their case.
Well, he's not mentally retarded.
I understand.
He is mentally ill. I hope I live long enough to see the day when our courts and our society see that mental illness and mental retardation, although different, do diminish the individual's ability to reason, logic, to know that they're sick, or to have the capacity to make an informed decision. We're not there yet. I hope we get there someday.
Do you think psychiatrists are afraid to commit people? Because, they come to a psychiatrist a lot of times in a voluntary way, or the family, there's family or pressure on them from the workplace, or they just decide, as I said, as an individual to come forward. And then they confess these things. And, there is a relationship that is developed with therapists. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Once you develop that relationship, do you think that sometimes things slip through the cracks? It's like, I don't know. I don't want to see James Holmes institutionalized for the rest of his life.
He would only be institutionalized the rest of his life if he committed a crime bad enough for that. But in terms of the patient-psychiatrist relationship, if a patient tells their therapist that they are going to kill someone or going to rape someone or going to break into someone's house and torch it, that they're going to commit a crime, the therapist is bound by law to contact the police, and if the patient named a victim, they have to be contacted. And this all came out of a situation where a patient told their therapist they were going to kill a former girlfriend, and the therapist didn't do anything, and the girlfriend was murdered by the guy. Oh. There's a reason for all these laws. But the situation you're presented, yeah, they're bound. I mean, a therapist has no room for margin here. They have to pick up the phone.
Where he had in his case, and back to James Holmes here, he had that spiral notebook in which Mr. Holmes inscribed, you know, all of these murderous fantasies and nonsensical theories about life and his self-esteem and his self-worth and doubt about that. Did the psychiatrist have her hands on that?
Well, as I recall, and I didn't hear anything about testimony about that, as I recall, it was found in the mailroom at the university after the crime.
Okay, all right.
Addressed to her.
Wow.
But I think at that point she had cut him loose as a patient, but I can't be sure of that. What I do know is that because she was on the threat assessment committee of the University of Colorado, she had shared with the rest of the committee members how very sick he was and that he was dangerous.
Okay, I've got to take a break here, but when we come back, we have breaking news and changing of the story with the Vallejo kidnapping and the hoax theory that it probably was not a hoax now, and we'll chat about that with Candace DeLong coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Mike Rowe.
Oh, 810.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And we continue our conversation with Candace DeLong, former FBI profiler, and she is the host of Investigation Discoveries Facing Evil tonight at 9 o'clock right here in the Bay Area. And Candace, before we get to the Vallejo kidnapping, I just want to say that back to El Chapo for a second, and I know we talked about this earlier in the week.
Yep.
I still love your theory that he walked out the front door and all of the tunnel stuff and, The whole scenario where he got away with the motorcycle and under the tub, that's all a bunch of BS. This goes all the way to the top. He walked out the front door because it's so corrupt.
Well, it wasn't my theory. It was a DEA agent's theory that worked the Kate worked him for 15 years. But I did see a video the other night after we spoke of where he actually is on videotape leaving his bed bunk in his cell and walking over to the shower and disappearing.
Right, but how do we know that wasn't shot ahead of time or for, you know, public consumption?
Well, we don't.
That's right.
We don't. It's a fascinating case. I've heard theories that he very well could be here in America. And if I were Donald Trump, I'd be sprouting wings and flying away.
Yes, well, we'll get to that coming up. You'll love my new song, The Trumpty Dance. And, oh, yeah, to the Humpty. Remember the Humpty dance? Maybe you were doing it last night for your birthday party. But, yeah, I have the Trumpty dance.
The KB Home Summer Sales Event is this weekend. For more information, visit kbhome.com.
Commvault Systems, Inc. seeks a senior software developer in Cupertino, California, to integrate, verify, validate, and release test software to meet test specs requirements. With MS Computer Science or Computer Information, plus 2 years of data management solution software development experience. Experience with converting requirements documents into test strategies, test scenarios, test cases, SAN design, and architecture, including LUN, fiber switching, and meta concepts, and multi-data center SANs NAS replicated environment, Java, C, SQL, Unix, GPFS, HACMP, Veritas Storage Foundation, Python, Red Hat Cluster, VMware, NetApp, VNX, VMAX, Solaris, Oracle VM Server for Spark, Tomcat, Apache, PowerHA for AIX required. Please send resumes to Commvault Systems, Inc., 1 Commvault Way, Tinton Falls, New Jersey, 07724. Attention, T. Hoffman. Reference number 1035.
Hey, you. You're a hardworking professional. You're a mother of two. You love wine, and you're somebody's BFF. The only thing you're thinking about changing is your weight. Jumpstart MD helps transform your weight and your health in a way that fits you. Call us, 1-855-JUMPSTART, to get started.
For the first time, successful business owners can learn how to reduce their taxes by 20 to 40% by using the same tax strategies used by the wealthiest Americans and large companies. Tune in this Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear the Tax Planning Hour right here on KGO 810.
Well, you've heard the difficult news of the day, and we've certainly have discussed it. And but we will be back with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. First, let's get to the news with John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour. A fast-moving wildfire in Southern California is surreal, in the words of a CHP officer on the scene.
We've seen a number of water-dropping helicopters, fixed-wing air tankers.
That's how it sounded on KABC television this afternoon, a pilot describing the chaotic scene along I-15 in the Cajon Pass. The North Fire exploded just before 4 o'clock this afternoon, growing from 500 to 3,500 acres in just 2 hours. Panicked drivers fled the scene as flames crossed Interstate 15, and for more than an hour, helicopters and planes dropped water on burning cars, trucks, even boats. California Highway Patrolman Steve Carapia at the height of the firefight this afternoon.
Right now, what's becoming a difficult task is to get these vehicles off the freeway. Again, some of these cars were left unattended without any vehicle keys in them. We are requesting the assistance of several tow companies to come ahead and assist with the removal of these vehicles.
Well, it apparently didn't happen. 20 vehicles were destroyed, including two big rigs, 10 more damaged. Fast-moving flames also destroyed 5 homes. 50 others are threatened, and evacuation orders remain in place tonight. The firefight was slowed earlier this afternoon by a drone flying in the area of helicopters and planes. The Cajon Pass is closed at this hour. Interstate 15, as you may know, is a main connector route between Southern California and Las Vegas. Back here in the Bay Area, it appears no honeymoon for the Golden State Warriors.
Skip pass to Clay. Corner 3. Got it! And the Warriors lead by 14.
Opponents of an arena for the NBA champs in San Francisco are putting on a full-court press as the approval process reaches its final stages. Petitions are circulating, and with momentum building, critics have extended the public comment period by a week until July 27th. More from KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
The Warriors aren't just dealing with LeBron anymore, but a few big players.
You know, we've hired a top legal team that is scrutinizing every word in this environmental review document.
Alex Doniak with the Mission Bay Alliance, which has pushed back the project's public comment period so it ends just before a public hearing. You can bet the team's top brass will be at that. President Rick Welts often meeting with small groups and neighbors. The mayor's on his side, so are labor unions. Who does the alliance have? UCSF, and some big, mysterious donors.
The 38-year-old man charged in that kidnapping in Vallejo is talking tonight. In a jailhouse interview with KPIX Television, Matthew Muller says his victim, 25-year-old Denise Huskins, deserves an apology. The spectacular accounts of her abduction led the Vallejo Police Department to call the kidnapping a hoax. Muller tells KPIX he suffers from a severe bipolar disorder. Well, it tastes like bacon, they say, and that's what scientists are saying about, a piece of seaweed they're pulling from the ocean. More from correspondent Joe Ramsey.
Researchers at Oregon State University have discovered a new strain of red seaweed called Dulce, boasting amazing nutritional benefits. What's more amazing is that it apparently tastes like bacon when you fry it. They say Dulce is a superfood with twice the nutritional value of kale and an excellent source of minerals, vitamins, and antioxidants with a high percentage of protein.
A butcher in San Luis Obispo is lucky to be alive tonight. The unidentified employee was trying to dislodge a piece of meat, according to the local fire department, in a grinder when his shirt sleeve got caught. As the machine pulled his arm closer and closer to the meat grinder, he screamed. A coworker heard him, shut off the machine just in time, though he did suffer a broken arm. And now back to food. Frito-Lay wants to test your taste buds. In fact, you can help decide which new flavor makes it to a store near you. More from correspondent Paul Harlan.
Last year, they ran a Do Us a Flavor contest that was eventually won by a chip flavored with wasabi and ginger. This year's flavor choices are Greektown Gyro, West Coast Truffle Fries, Southern Biscuits and Gravy, and New York Reuben. The creators of these have all won a $50,000 prize, and the ultimate winner will take home $1 million. Online voting for your favorite begins on July 27th.
Let's hope there is a none of the above button. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:34.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
9:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. Northbound 101 at the south end of the Waldo Tunnel. Still trying to clear an accident there that's been blocking the right lanes. Traffic is now jammed up from just after the Golden Gate Bridge through the Waldo Tunnel to Wolfback Ridge Road. Northbound 101 in San Francisco remains a parking lot from just after 280. Be prepared. Up to the 80 split. No jam-ups, though, past the Skyway, but if 80 eastbound is your destination, you're going to be stop and go from 101 to Fremont. The lower deck of the Bay Bridge is, you got minor slowdowns. Past Treasure Island, you're good to go. Livermore, 580 eastbound at North Livermore Avenue. A four-vehicle bang-up is in the second lane. You're stop and go from just before North Livermore to First. Petaluma, something to watch out for. Southbound 101 at Petaluma Boulevard, an oil slick or similar in the middle and slow lanes. Taking a look in Fairfield, 80 eastbound at Travis Boulevard. They're still trying to clear an accident that was blocking the middle lanes. Jam-ups are not horrible, though, but you are stop and go back to just before Texas Street. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, baseball back in action tonight. The A's are trailing the Minnesota Twins over at the O.co 5-0 in the top of the ninth, and the Giants have tied it 5-5 with the Diamondbacks in Arizona tonight. One of the big hits, a two-run homer by Hunter Pence. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Well, you can expect a wide range of temperatures this weekend. We're talking mid-60s at the coast, low 90s inland. On Sunday, we've got some clouds moving in. That's going to make it hot and muggy. That's good news, though, if you're headed to the beach, because forecasters are calling for temperatures in the 70s. Those 90s will hit the mid-90s inland. Come Monday, cooler temperatures and a chance of rain. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got scattered clouds, mild temperatures, 70 degrees in Fairfield. It's 68 in Napa, 61 in Oakland, 59 on the beach in Santa Cruz. It's also 59 in Half Moon Bay, 68 in San Jose. We've got 62 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
John, right, stop what you're doing, cause I'm about John Lobertini. So he doesn't want any of those. I'm going to play the Trumpy dance coming up here. Digital Underground. Yeah. So, John, what's your problem? You don't like any of these Lay's new flavors of the year? The truffle fries, the Reuben, or the biscuits and gravy?
They suck. I mean, I love biscuits and gravy. I make a great biscuits and gravy, in fact.
I bet you do, being the cowboy that you are.
The what?
The cowboy that you are.
Yeah. No, but yeah. I really make good biscuits and gravy.
When I lived in Texas, you and I could just have a field day at
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel. Oh my God. Yes. Let me see. The fries.
They have a vegetable plate, Heather.
Oh, forget that.
But it's slathered in all kinds of
goodies.
Yeah,
the chicken fried steak or the chicken fried chicken and the French fries, and then you put the gravy over all of it.
No French fries.
Oh, come on. That was so much fun.
You know what? That's the Pennsylvania guy coming out. In here. French fries with your Southern cooking?
Yeah.
Why not?
I wasn't down with the grits, no, and that doesn't do anything for me, or the collard greens. Yeah, but I know that's all part of it.
Rustle us up some biscuits and gravy.
So let me see here. The Pixar Southern Biscuits and Gravy.
You weren't feeling that at all, I could tell.
Just trying to use the word rustle up.
Rustle up. Greek town gyro, New York Reuben, and truffle fries. I think the truffle fries would be good.
You know,
it's just too much.
I haven't tried the wasabi chips, not that I eat any chips, but that sounds like it might be doable.
But it said wasabi and ginger, like in the same chip?
Ugh.
You know what I'm addicted to is Stacy's. Pita chips. Stacy's pita chips, parmesan and garlic. Oh, my God. Yes, with cheese on them while I'm drinking
with
my wine.
Cheese?
Yeah, I stay away from that stuff.
What?
That's too much flavor.
No.
I gotta got to simplify things. Let the cheese flavor come through.
That's why Karen Reed, our engineer, brings in fresh vegetables every day. So we're not tempted.
Yep. Yeah. But the Stacy's pita chips goes along with the Dublinger hard cheddar cheese and the red Cabernet. It's just, what a wonderful combination.
You know,
you're such a connoisseur.
Yeah. What are those things you bring, Karen? They're the honey mustard pretzels that are dipped. They crack.
Yeah, those. Well, Hanover. Snyder's and Hanover.
And the crack.
Yes. Okay. Speaking of Pennsylvania.
Why are we doing this? Are we all hungry? Is it time for a midnight snack?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Tommaso's Pizza up the street. It's killer.
Oh, man. You had to.
Now, so you know.
How late are they open?
10
or do they serve?
Okay, now one for Heather's. Secrets that we don't want other people to know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Gosh, there must be many.
Which one's your favorite?
Secrets. Just ask.
Oh, please. Number 10, someone you're in love with. Hi.
I do love you. Both of you.
That's got beautiful. Weird real quick.
So Drex, yeah. Drex has been hinting for weeks, if not months, if you drive around in your convertible with your top down. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
I know.
All the time.
Have.
The weather's nice.
Mm-hmm. That you smoke or you used to? Things
used
that you
to
hide.
Smoke.
Okay.
Do I have to tell the truth here? I mean, I will.
I don't care.
Okay.
I'm just
this
telling you that.
This is things other people keep secret.
Yes, right. Okay. Yeah. A phobia. Things that you're afraid of.
Can't think of a thing.
Gosh, you know what? Your list has to be long, 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 long.
You know, I do have a weird phobia.
Mine?
Yes, yours.
I think right now living in the Bay, traffic's number one.
You know, that's just such a non.
I know. I should just.
Traffic is your phobia?
Yeah.
Okay. But his list of secrets, you're right. And I already know some of them.
No, his list of phobias.
Oh,
that would
oh,
be.
Oh, you're
a,
right.
That
both
would be
are,
a fun
both are
evening.
Long. I'll tell you what he's not afraid of. Wait, what did you tell me last night? He was a junior fireman.
Oh, no.
He's not afraid of being at the firehouse. That's
okay.
For sure.
Yeah, there was. I grew up in a small town. There wasn't much emergency action going on, but there was a lot of action.
Woo! Woo! Setting off my sirens.
That little Drexy guy was.
Yeah, I was the. And I was in charge of blowing the siren. Okay, let's just leave it at that.
That didn't happen.
No. Yeah.
Happy siren, Karen says.
All right.
Wow, this just went right off the rails.
Yeah, it did. Something in your family history.
Mm. Hell no.
That's too long a story.
Sexual fetishes.
Not so much, just lots of sex.
More.
Yeah.
That's my fetish.
Debt. Okay, well, you know, 50 Cent, even he's got debt, or he files for bankruptcy, but he's still rich.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Your web browsing history. Oh, who cares? It's news all day long.
I know.
I mean,
dig mine
in for
so
talk
boring.
Show stories. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Oh, this will be good for the show. This
okay.
will be good for the show. This will be good for
an
the
embarrassing
show.
Incident. Well, we've all had those. And finally, an affair.
I just ended my affair, so I'm good.
Mike, does it work?
Is it on?
Are you having an affair?
No, you asked and it went silent. I'm like,
I know. I know. Okay, Heather, are you done picking on me?
What do you mean?
Tell him my secrets.
No.
Oh, that you were a junior
fireman?
Know
what? Did you hear the story about the guy who had two pet cobras in Austin, Texas? And he went to a Lowe's, and he had one of the cobras or both of them in a cage in the back of his truck. And one of the cobras got loose and bit a guy in the parking lot and killed him.
Oh my God.
There was this huge scare all over Austin about this killer cobra on the loose, and they shut down the Lowe's and cordoned off the parking lot, you know, trying to, you know,
make
sure that...
Rattlesnakes are everywhere in Texas.
Well, no, this is a cobra.
Oh, that's a cobra.
They are not,
okay.
They are not native to Texas.
Right. No, you're right.
The one that comes out of the basket when you play the flute.
That's right.
There you go. I'll bet you could... You look like a snake charmer, Heather.
The way she was just weaving her head back and forth.
Yeah. So,
making fun of me in the fire hall. Come on, girl.
So the cobra and people are just panicked beyond belief. The cobra ends up out on some rural highway just dead.
Aww.
Dead and flattened.
Oh.
And now they're talking about repealing the exotic animal ordinance in Austin.
Well, I don't think you should be allowed to have a cobra.
No.
No, it's a bad idea. Look, I mean, I had this dude, this friend, and he had pythons, okay? And, yeah, and so we were out partying one night, and I was, obviously, we took a cab, and I was not going to drive home. But so I just thought, well, I'll go over to this dude's place, and I'll just hang out there. I'll sleep on the sofa. I get in there, and he has two giant pythons.
Are they slithering around the apartment?
Yes.
Or?
You ran home.
I did, yes.
With pee running down your leg, didn't you?
I had to call a cab, and it took hours, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning until I got home. But I have to tell you, I mean, these people are crazy with these animals. I said, what the hell? He said, you know, I'm talking like 10, 12 foot long. I said, this thing
will
kill me at night.
You know what? All you had to do is say
night.
Snake.
Yeah.
God. Well, you know, I
forgot about it. Obviously, I was too drunk to remember. And then all of a sudden, we were on our way there, and it's like, there's a little too many pythons in this room for me.
I've actually got a friend who does that for a living. He's basically a snake wrangler. And with, you know.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm not kidding. The guy makes, there are rich people like the folks that live up in Napa and have vineyards for backyards that have snakes out there, rattlers out there, and they call him up and he's got a red truck
that comes
says
and gets him,
Rattlesnake Ramirez on it. And, you know, he lives in the hills up above Sacramento in Auburn. And I went up there one day to do a story on him. And he goes, hey, you want to see an Arizona diamondback? And so I go in there, and he's got this diamondback in this tall terrarium-looking case with this grate across the top of the thing that, you know, you'd have to be the size of a pencil to get through the holes in there. And I said, and this snake is big. And I said to him, I said, how's that one? He goes, oh, that guy's got a bad attitude. I mean, this guy's got a head as big as a tennis ball, and he's big. And I'm like, is he getting out of there? He goes, not if I can help it.
Oh, yeah. The snake thing is a non-starter with me. But, I mean, how do you sleep at night with these things in your house crawling around? When do you decide how, I mean, how do you figure out, even him as the owner of these snakes, his pets, think that at one night, at some point, that they're going to get hungry and suffocate you.
Yeah, well, Abby probably is plotting your death right now as we speak.
Abilicious, so delicious. She's
like,
a basset hound.
One of these nights, I'm just going to eat his face.
No, she loves her dad. Yes,
yeah, a little too much.
I share my Stacy's pita chips with her, so we're good to go. Yeah.
Oh, so she can't kill you because you're the source.
I am. Okay, you know. Let's take a break here now, and we'll be back with the good news.
Smoke.
Oh, I didn't play the Trumpty dance. I could do that for you next. Okay. The Trumpty dance is next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Snakes love it. I like my oatmeal lumpy. I'm sick
with this. Straight gangster Mac. There goes your credibility, John Lobertini. It's time for a Lobertini, a dirty one. All right. I'll be right back.
Is that a snake in your pocket or?
No, I'm just glad to see you, Heather. Glad to wrap it up.
Go to KGORadio.com and enter to win a pair of tickets to Roald Dahl's award-winning musical, Matilda, for the 8 p.m. show this Sunday, July 19th at SHN's Orpheum Theater in San Francisco.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Turn off the AC and sweat it out, or go solar with Semper Solaris. Our sun power panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, the best in the business. We're A-plus rated by the BBB and U.S. veteran-owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late and get a California-equivalent instant rebate check with no money out of pocket. Call Semper Solaris at 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
This is Mark Flagel, inviting you to visit Flagel's Home Furnishings during our summer sale, on now. For over 60 years, Flagel's has provided high-quality furniture for homes throughout the greater Bay Area. I'm often asked, what sets Flagel's apart? Well, we search the world for quality boutique furniture makers, and I personally approve every item offered for sale, based on style, long-lasting quality, and aesthetic beauty. We make certain that each item measures up to Flagel's high standard of quality. Our interior design staff and service delivery department are the best in the nation. That's what sets Flagel's apart from other furniture companies. And now, during our summer sale, we are offering an exciting selection of our furniture at exceptional savings, including custom orders. Whether you're looking for relaxed transitional, European traditional, contemporary, or mission-style furniture, do visit Flagel's during our summer sale. Live your dream at Flagel's, Santa Cruz Avenue, Menlo Park, and on the web at flagels.com.
You hear Greg O'Donnell each and every weekend as he hosts Money Matters. And if you're not a client of Greg's yet, you may need to rethink that. You see, the same type of straightforward financial advice that's provided during the show is what the clients of the O'Donnell Financial Group receive on a regular basis. The approach of the O'Donnell Financial Group is to first listen to you and then help you create a plan for achieving your financial goals. Goals that range from wealth management to retirement planning to income strategies to leaving a lasting legacy. O'Donnell Financial Group is a local independent advisory that chooses from a wide variety of financial products and services with the objective to help you reach your financial goals. To learn how the commission-free programs of the O'Donnell Financial Group can help you, contact them today at 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300. Or online at O'Donnellfinancialgroup.com. Registered representative offers securities through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisor representative offers financial advice through Securities America Advisors, Inc. O'Donnell Financial Group and Securities America companies are separate and unrelated.
If you can't recall your own cell phone number, but know the braking distance of a half-ton pickup traveling downhill at 57 miles per hour, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Right now, get a half-inch drive click-style torque wrench, a $34.99 value for just $10 with the purchase of CarQuest Platinum brake pads and two rotors. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
See participating stores for details.
Berkeley Honda is your destination for the best deals, sales, and incentives on new Honda vehicles in the Bay Area. They have a knowledgeable and friendly staff that's willing to work with you to make sure you're in the car of your dreams and at a great price. Right now, lease a 2015 Civic Sedan CVT LX for only $159 per month. Berkeley Honda, conveniently located off Highway 80 on Chaddock Avenue in Berkeley. Special $159 lease, $24.99 total due at signing, includes down payment with no security deposit. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees for well-qualified lessees.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
When do we beat Mexico at the border? They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the presidential style that you're used to. My hair's funny, but you're made of money, see? And my show was the best on TV, let me tell you. My words may repel you, my vision for America to sell you. Trying to buy the White House with all my wealth? First, let me introduce myself. My name is Trumpty. Pronounced
right.
With umpty. Illegals, oh, how I like to thump thee. And to all the other candidates, please allow me to bump thee. I build a wall, y'all, to control immigration. Stop rapists from invading our nation. I'm the best. Don't think you can beat me. And if you don't agree, you can open up and eat me. I'm sick with this. I'm just talking smack. Sometimes I sound ridiculous. My plan and execution is meticulous. And my catchphrase,
you're fired,
is ubiquitous. I'm pushy. My eyebrows are bushy. My supermodel wife has got a nice tushy. I'm a freak. Comb my hair with a broom. I once got busy in the Trump Tower boardroom. I'm direct. Say what I think. And I think that this country is right on the brink. Now I'm just a candidate and wanting a chance. Even got my own dance.
The Trumpy dance is your chance to be like Trump.
I beat China all the time.
That's right.
$5 billion we spent
Trumpy
at a website.
Trump.
I hire people.
Trump.
They do a website. It costs me $3. I'm really rich. I would build a great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me, believe me. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. And we will make America great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That's a Drex exclusive, the Trumpy dance. You can only hear it on the Drex radio show.
You know, it's a good thing that we don't have the early 90s edition of MTV. Remember Bill Clinton went on to MTV with his saxophone?
Absolutely.
And he got cool with all the young
Arsenio
people. Can
Hall.
You imagine Trump showing up on MTV?
Nobody watches
hanging it. Well, I'm just saying. I said early 90s.
Right.
You know, get the young vote. Good thing for politics that MTV's not happening anymore.
Well, Donald Trump is being boycotted again. Did you see? This is a little bit bizarre, but Huffington Post is refusing to treat him as a serious presidential candidate. The people at HuffPo said after watching and listening to Donald Trump since he's announced his candidacy for presidency, they decided they won't report on his campaign as
ridiculous.
Of the political coverage. I think so, too. So here's what they're doing.
That's like Scott Wiener over at City Hall telling Fox News, oh, you're not real news.
Yeah. Well, so they're calling Trump's campaign a sideshow. So they said, we're not taking the bait. The website will cover Trump in the entertainment section. You'll find their words. You'll find it next to our stories on the Kardashians and the Bachelorette.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I love it.
We'll see how long that lasts.
You know, and you know what? That's probably just enough of a move to get more people to go to HuffPo, which is what they want.
Oh, sure, because the other news outlets will report that, yeah.
Yeah. And we'll talk about
it. And there we go.
Hey, can we talk about our friend Maureen really quick?
Sure, absolutely. We love her.
She is probably on stage right now at Planet Gemini in Monterey, but she's also got a show tomorrow night, so please head on over if you're in that area. Carmel, Monterey, Pebble Beach. And Pacific Grove.
I used to live down there. It's a great place.
Look up Planet Gemini. Go see Maureen Langan.
And she'll be filling in for me next Wednesday and Thursday.
Something like that.
Oh, and you know what I came across the other day as I was looking for stories for you? An astrological chart of superheroes.
Yes.
And as a Gemini, I'm the Incredible Hulk.
Okay, I'm a Pisces.
It's in my phone. I don't have it with me, or I'd tell you what you are.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure you're Captain America, Drex.
Yeah.
You in the tight leotard and the head, headdress. Yeah.
And the shield. Yeah.
And of course, Heather's Wonder Woman or Batwoman or
Catwoman.
I guess I don't
have a lot of choices, do I?
No, you don't, because female superheroes aren't a thing.
We're not exactly a dime a dozen like y'all. Maureen's also going to be at Theater DeVille in Vacaville next Friday, exactly a week from tonight.
We want to thank Candace DeLong for joining us, and she is on Investigation Discovery, and you can see her, I'm sure it runs again, but it ran at 9 o'clock during the 9 o'clock hour. Facing Evil is her series, and we thank her so much. We always enjoy having her on the show. And Campbell Leeper, the professor and chair of the psychology department at the University of California, Santa Cruz. We were talking about 2015 is the year of the gender-neutral baby. Names, toys, and apparel now.
I want to see you both in dresses on Monday.
Well, we're not babies, so.
Depends on when you ask,
on
right?
On that cue, we're out of here. Have a great weekend. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGOA 10.
California rocks, and we all love living here, but it rocks with earthquakes too. I'm Glenn Pomeroy, CEO of the California Earthquake Authority, with a reminder that your home insurance does not cover earthquake damage. You need a separate earthquake policy. Consider this. If your home is badly damaged, how will you rebuild? If you need temporary housing, who will pay? CEA Earthquake Insurance can give you peace of mind. So learn more at californiarocks.com and choose the coverage option that's right for you. Get the strength to rebuild at californiarocks.com.
If you ever gave your wife an impact wrench for her birthday, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If your idea of an impulse purchase is a 300-amp crank assist battery charger, then CarQuest is for you. If even your work gloves have calluses, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest is for guys who really know and care about their car. With over 800,000 available parts, CarQuest is serious auto parts. Visit CarQuest.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. And now, it's become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us
space and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
We're celebrating our 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package and ask us how to showcase your beautiful new windows with American Vision Windows, Shutters, and Blinds. 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. CSLB number 778-326.
KGO 810 has your tickets to see Culture Club. Culture Club, Saturday, July 25th at the Greek Theater in Berkeley. All this week, tune into the KGO Morning News at 8:10 a.m. for the newsmaker of the day. Then listen to the Chip Franklin Show between noon and 3 and identify the newsmaker of the day to win. Or buy tickets at apeconcerts.com. Culture Club in concert from KGO 810.
Cycle for a great cause as you support the Arthritis Foundation in the Marin Headlands Arthritis Bike Classic. Then, a post-race barbecue and beer garden. It happens Saturday, July 18th at the College of Marin. Get details now at Marin Headlands Bike.